welcome you to another evening exploring the message from Princess Diana on world peace. And tonight we're dedicating the entire show to solutions in the Middle East. And we were hoping to bring in the expertise of Adam Keller, who is a peace worker from Israel. But unfortunately, at the last moment, we were not able to reach him. So nonetheless, we are still going to flow with Diana's message as usual and hope that Adam gets the message and will call in on the show. But I also want to invite all of you out there listening to feel free. We're going to make this kind of an open forum for world peace tonight. And the toll-free line to call is 1-888-268-4313. And right after I'm through reading Diana's first message and engaging a little bit in dialogue with our co-host tonight, Don Newsom, we'll open it up and receive your comments as well if you have questions. We're reformatting a little bit just as we go into this show because we weren't able somehow to make the phone connection to Israel to bring on our special guest, but we'll try to do that another time. The music that you were listening to as we opened our show, by the way, is called Radical Dolphin, and it is composed by Robert Murray, and it is a song by John Lennon in spirit, and he has given me the lyrics, and he's given Bob Murray the music, and it's a fantastic way also to introduce world peace. John has said in his messages to me that, you know, he wants to rock and roll the Beatles again on your show, dear. That's how he put it to me. We're going to rock and roll the Beatles again on your show, Marcia, dear. I hope you don't mind my saying so, but it's going to be the very best show on blog and service. And so I take that as a very high compliment. And then we are going to be opening, of course, with some of Diana's insight and wisdom on the troubled situation in the Middle East. And this special segment comes to you with important and urgent messages relating to the situation in the Middle East. And I realize that many of you as light workers and peace workers and those of you who may share our political perspective are pretty disgusted with the things that are evolving in the Middle East, especially the violence that's daily in Iraq. And a lot of people, because that's so painful to watch, they tend to shut down and not become involved. And this is a show not only for great light work through Princess Diana, but great peace work as well. And this peace work is essential that it be done in order to help the helpless people in that region to establish peace for themselves. And in order, actually, it has a far-reaching global implication, which is to restore order and peace to the entire world. And I'm not just saying that my little radio show here is going to be able to do that. We need many hands and many light workers as well as many peace workers. And on this show, we hope to highlight both, not just psychics like myself, but other peace workers who are working in the political processes. So there's many different ways that we can make a contribution to peace. And we're going to highlight those tonight because I think a lot of people are very turned off by the war and by the violence and have simply shut it off the television. And I can understand that. But I want to make you aware of some extremely key diplomatic solutions that Diana has outlined in my book titled With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, Messages from Heaven for a New Age of Peace. And that book is available on Amazon as well as on my website. And that website is www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com. You can go there and read excerpts of her messages, her beautiful messages of love and life. You can see the Diana Gallery online. There are new messages from John Lennon and new art as well. So I'm going to read Diana's recent message from Spirit, and then I'm going to analyze it, and then I'm probably going to highlight a few other messages from her. And Don Newsom is going to be sharing this dialogue with me when I'm done with reading the message. So the message for today is titled, Diana Speaks on the Middle East, Israel and Palestine. And this was channeled March 20th, 2006. And I'm starting now. Marcia, Diana, I'm here at the ready to hear you. My apologies for being a bit late. Diana, dearest darling, that is quite all right. As you know, you as others need a break now and then, and I know how discouraged you feel personally as well about the situation in Iraq, which grows bleaker every day. I know you and many others are counting on my solutions, and I'm afraid that much of what I tell you may sound familiar, whilst at the same time you are aware that I can't wave a magic wand and make it better. Let me state that I do not have total control over how my messages are received by the public you do reach on your radio show. And furthermore, these messages do need to be seen by some of the top diplomats, as we did in the past. That part of your history and mine is crucial to give your audience an idea of the magnitude of our work together, you and I, to end terror once and for all for the human race, and in particular the Middle East. That being said, I must digress for a moment to say this much. Marcia very much did her part when I asked her in the silence of meditation some 5 years or more ago to reach the very top diplomats with my words. These same diplomats greatly appreciated Marcia's tireless efforts to help her country without thought for personal reward, and she has sent on terrorist warnings quite regularly, and even, we feel, prevented terror upon your great country, the USA. But whilst Marcia has faithfully delivered the message of diplomacy of mine, that being that the United States needed to help the Palestinians and Israelis come to a peaceful solution with the two states, which your president agreed to do, this administration has failed to deliver on that promise for a wide variety of reasons, many of which are beyond their personal power to control. So whilst it is true that this administration heard my messages indirectly through the tireless efforts of my messenger, Marcia, they have been hampered by outside forces now at play in the Gaza Strip and elsewhere in the occupied territory of the Palestinian land. If every American could but hear Marcia's great message, there is still time to prevent another terrorist attack upon your country. What I mean to say is that creating the Palestinian state is vital to your country's security. And whilst many diplomats the world over give lip service to this idea, I have witnessed in spirit what a world you may have when this one extreme gesture of justice will be extended to those people who were put off their lands, referring to the Palestinians. Marcia, Diana, thank you for your clarity here. Can you address at all the situation that is worsening for the Palestinians as we speak regarding both Hamas and the humanitarian crisis that is growing in the territories due to hunger and disease and death? Diana, I will, of course, do my best. It is very unfortunate, indeed, that the Western nations, who used to provide much aid in the way of food through UNICEF and other resources, have found their disagreements with the organization Hamas has closed their food supply to the helpless Palestinians. Whilst I can understand why these nations hate Hamas and their terrible deeds of violence, really, the only people suffering now are the women and children who are dying of hunger. That, as a humanitarian, which I am, I'm asking this stop immediately and that some form of food relief be allowed to continue through other channels other than Hamas, say the old PLO. We commend the work of Prime Minister Abbas during his tenure as Prime Minister, and we are saddened to see a man of peace like this go. And we know he worked hard to forge a coalition government with Hamas, but Hamas will not negotiate with him or other moderate positions. He was our great chance for change for the roadmap to succeed. I am afraid that Palestine will not come to be without moderate leadership, as the U.S. will abandon diplomatic ties with the organization Hamas through their extremist rhetoric and their crimes of suicide bombs. This is indeed an impediment to peace, and we encourage our diplomatic corps, the United States and Britain, to Please open diplomatic channels within this group or their representatives so this unending suffering of the Palestinian people and those of the Israelis as well may come to an end. Marsha, I agree, but I have no power to even get this message heard in my country, much less by diplomats who may use your words, Diana, unless you are asking me to reach them again with your words. Indeed, I am. I do wish you to reach Dr. Condoleezza Rice, and I also wish my message to be shared more openly on your radio program. I thank all who are listening tonight, and I close with my love, and I ask you to do something for peace before it is too late for the planet. All my love in a troubled time, Diana, Princess of Peace. So that is Diana's message for tonight, and I want to highlight some of the key issues surrounding the core issue relating to peace in the Middle East and what the United States' role is in assisting the peace process there. Now, of course, that being said, the Iraq war is not helping peace one iota, and yes, I did send on Diana's messages to top diplomats in our country. And Diana's ideas about the creating of the Palestinian state have been widely shared with a particular diplomat, who I won't name because I don't think they want people giving out their name as far as name dropping or that they would be associated with a psychic message. There is still a psychic taboo, I think, throughout our society. However, that being said, Diana's message was quite clear, and it was very clear to me early on that this message would truly help my country. So I found a way to reach one of the top diplomats, and then this was sent through an encrypted website, and then that was allowed to be read on a weekly basis by someone that was not only in the very top echelon of our government, but someone who was in a great position of power to actually take this message to our president, good old GW. And whether you like him or not, he actually received these words indirectly. Of course, he has never heard of Diana's message or channeling, probably, but others have. And the message was seen and heard and conveyed, and then the idea for the Palestinian state became a reality in about 2002. And of course, I'm not saying that it was totally my idea, because many diplomats the world over give credence to the idea of the Palestinian state. Why do we need to focus on the Palestinian state as Americans? Many people in America probably watch the news and see the awful suicide bombs that are going on there and think, well, they're all like that, that they're all members of terrorist groups, and they don't knock people off and blow people up and this kind of thing. And, you know, really the issue there in Palestine is very complicated, and it isn't that way. And there are many good people in Palestine and in Israel who are standing and working for peace. Adam Keller is one of them. And he is part of an organization by the name of Gush Shalom, and they regularly demonstrate with Palestinians and Israelis side by side. You never see this on the news. So the issue really regarding the war on terror, as Diana has outlined it, is that from her vantage point, she thinks, and I totally agree with her, having done this work for 5 years now with her, The core issue related to the tragic 9/11 event in America was related to the core grievance of the terrorists being the state of Palestine. And I have carefully read through many foreign papers and follow the news very, very well, and have even read statements by Bin Laden and others. And you will find in their writings that their core issue is the suffering of the Palestinians. And if you aren't familiar with this particular situation, and I understand many light workers just totally turn off, they see too much of this on the television, they think the whole area is riddled with violence, and just shut it down. But you need to remember that as we are emerging as a new age and a new species on the planet, it is our obligation to care about the suffering of other people. And I take it very personally that this situation in the Middle East be followed. And it doesn't help to put the blinders on and say, oh, that's a hopeless situation, there's nothing I can do for peace, or I marched for peace once, or I made phone calls for peace once, I'm not doing it again, it won't do any good, we have a president that's dead set against it, da-da-da-da. I know. I understand how Americans may turn off. I understand how light workers may turn off to it. But you've got to understand that we as a world are at a very critical mass, in that if these problems are not solved and solutions are not made available between Israel and Palestine, this is the boiling pot of the Middle East. And if there's going to be a massive explosion, be it nuclear, whatever, if there's going to be prolonged war, it's going to be in that region. And granted, what George Bush is doing in Iraq is not helpful at all. Not helpful at all. And it's making everything worse. It's making everything worse in terms of the Arab opinion of us in the United States. But I want to say this, and this is really important. If you want a world, and you want a world safe for your children to live and your children's children to live, and you want to see the vision of a unified humanity, and you would like there to be peace on earth and to be able to travel worldwide without fear of terrorism, the main issue that is facing our world today is terrorism, and it is a spiritual problem as much as it is a political one. And there are spiritual and diplomatic solutions being offered by Princess Diana in her great words in the book With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts by Marcia McMahon, myself. And I really encourage you to take a look at that book, because the diplomatic solutions she has in the United States are brilliant. Now, it was the intention, going back a little bit in history, of President Clinton to cut a deal with the Arab-Israeli situation. And he worked very hard the last few days of his administration they got a deal arranged, and at that time, Israel was willing, and Mr. Arafat, the former PLO leader, was not willing to sign that. And when he backed off from signing it, because there were some bad deals for him and for his people, and he felt there were certain issues, such as the right of return of Palestinian refugees to Palestinian land. Palestinian people were put off their land more than 40 years ago. In essence, they were removed from their own homes, and they were taken away to refugee camps where they still exist today in places like Gaza and the West Bank. And the idea with the Palestinian state is to form a Palestinian state that would end the conflict and restore peace. But now we have another added dimension to the conflict, because Mr. Sharon, as you know, has suffered a stroke. He is the Prime Minister of Israel. And then Mr. Arafat died. So basically, Mr. Arafat was willing to negotiate on the roadmap. He was not the greatest partner in peace, but I think, you know, highly of Mr. Abbas. Mr. Abbas was elected after Arafat, and Mr. Abbas was truly willing to begin to work on the peace issue. And unfortunately, however, for whatever reason, Mr. Abbas's government, which was known as the PLO, Palestinian Liberation Organization, that was started by Arafat, Mr. Abbas was a man of moderation, and as I understand it, he cut a deal with the Palestinian terror organizations, Hamas included, not to commit acts of terror on Israelis as a ceasefire, and in exchange for that, he gave them political clout, and he allowed them to run in the election. And unbeknownst to him, and unbeknownst to many people, the Hamas organization was able then to become elected, and they are now running the Palestinian territory, and they're very busy getting their government up and running. Now, one of the reasons I think that the Palestinians elected this group is because there was so much political corruption in the actual PLO under Arafat, and it was still considered corrupt, even though I think Mr. Abbas had done a great job with his service to his country. So it wasn't perfect. It had a reputation for cronyism and other issues, and so the Palestinians elected something for fresh government. Bear in mind, the Hamas organization isn't all bad. They are a charitable organization, and they give much charity. But now what has happened, and what Diana's talking about in this message, is that the situation exists that all the national countries that participate in UNICEF, that give money as aid for the hunger relief programs in Palestine, because a lot of people in Palestine are going hungry and have no work at all. These people are being cut off from their very life source and from food because of the Hamas government. Hamas was elected, freely elected. George Bush says he stands up for these free elections, and yet they elected Hamas, and now he won't talk to Hamas. But that is because Hamas is allied with suicide bombers, and they have regularly sent bombers into Israel, and this is not right either. So I can understand why the international community isn't wanting to work with Hamas, but Diana, in this message, is asking the international community and our top diplomats to go in and forge some kind of an agreement so that food can at least reach the Palestinians. So that's basically the message for this evening. I'm going to be opening up our phone lines, and Don is going to be joining me in conversation about this. Don, are you with me?
This is not Don. This is Nevin.
Oh, okay.
Don had to step out for a bit. But if you want to bounce a couple of questions around, I'll entertain just about anything.
Oh, okay. Could you turn your volume up? Because for some reason,
How's that?
I'm not hearing you too well. That's a little better now.
Is that
thank
better?
You. Okay.
Hold on. I'm getting some feedback. Wait a minute.
All right, Nevin, why don't we take a break and play the next song? Oh, do we have Don back on?
Don is back. Hold on.
Thank you.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Don. Hey, I was just going to suggest that we take our musical break right now, and then we would like to have you the second half of the show to bounce ideas around and open up our phone lines as well about this issue. Are you available for that?
Certainly, I'm here.
Okay, so I was thinking, could we maybe play the second song, Welcome Poem? We're ready for our break. We're at midpoint already.
Well, we're already playing it.
Oh, good. I didn't know that. And then we never did hear from him, did we?
No, we did not. No.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, what that might have been and why that happened. I did send him some of my channeling, and, you know, is
now,
it possible?
One thing you're going to have to understand, I don't know much about it, you know.
Oh, that's fine. Just kind of, I'm not going to be asking you. I'm just asking you to just sort of be the other person.
Yeah,
that's the person.
I'm not psychic.
No, I know that. But I'm not asking you to be anything that you aren't.
Okay.
I just want to bring out some of these issues and.
What kind of issues?
What I've been talking about all night on the program,
yeah.
The Israeli-Palestinian issue.
Yeah.
And
you don't even want to ask me my opinion on that or any of it, honest to God.
Why not?
Well, I see. I kind of stated it like I did to Wynn, you know? I'm not big on putting my foot out there for channeled material, especially when it comes to a political message. I can't do that.
Well,
I just, that's not me.
I'm not asking you.
Oh, no, I'm just
engage,
just,
I'm just wanting
I,
to engage, that's all. Engage
okay.
the dialogue, okay?
Oh, okay, okay. You got it?
Thank you.
I just, you know what I mean? It's just hard for me to take that step. I don't know how I feel politically yet. I just
sure.
You know, I just don't know.
Well, this is an educational program, then, if nothing else, because I don't think a lot of people are actually aware of the situation.
Oh, I think I'm completely aware of it, in ways you couldn't even imagine.
That's not what I meant, Don. I wasn't insulting your intelligence.
Oh, no, I know you weren't.
I was talking about mostly the people in America who are asleep at the wheel about it.
Right, but see, I even then wouldn't give them a political opinion. What are they asleep about on when it comes to politics? You know what I mean?
I'm not saying it's totally political. It's a spiritual thing, too.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the spiritual quality of oneness.
I don't adhere to that. I just don't. You know? I just... When channeled material and a political arena comes together... I don't know what to say. I won't say anything. I wouldn't even, you know, I don't hold opinions for or against. I don't try to polarize people in politics one way or another.
This is not a polarized message. That's why I think I need to go into it a little bit more. I might read another message while I'm on.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a really good message, but,
well,
you know.
Yeah, it could be the greatest message in the world. See, I don't judge any message. That's why I have so many different shows with so many varied people. You know, I don't judge any message at all. Because I don't even, you know, why would I? They can all be right or all wrong. You know, I don't care.
Okay, well, what I'm asking, are we back on the
air?
Are we back on the air?
No, but we should because your music just ended.
Okay.
Ready to get back on the air?
What I want to say, though, is that, you know, I'm not asking for endorsement, just banter, okay?
Okay, you got it.
Thank you.
You got it. Okay, we're going to be on the air in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we're back on the air, and you should have been listening to... Are we back on, Don?
Yes, I apologize for that.
Okay.
We're back on air.
Wonderful. Welcome back to the Forum for World Peace. This is your show host, Marcia McMahon, and we're discussing the situation in the Middle East with regard to Israel and Palestine this evening, giving a special attention to that because it totally fits into the equation of what you can do for peace. So I read a message on Diana's words on Israel and Palestine and how to take that into more of a personal thing of what you can do for peace. This is very easy and it's not polarized, Republican or Democrat, left or right, but what you can do for peace is write to elected representatives and ask that more be done for the Palestinian state. Diana has correctly pointed out, I feel, that the creating of the Palestinian state will do much in the Middle East to ease the terror hold that the Middle East is in, and that if we could all email elected representatives and ask them that more be done for the roadmap to peace, then please do that. That is one solution that we can all take a step toward peace, and it's a very small one. But emails do matter, and elected representatives do have to listen to us. And although at the moment it may seem as though the government is kind of on a runaway plan to continue war in Iraq, it certainly gives me that impression with Bush at the helm. But nonetheless, they should really be focusing more on the peace process between Israel and Palestine. Before we broke for the break and the song by John Lennon, by the way, through Robert Murray, We were discussing the actions of President Clinton and how in the past he had tried to forge a peace. He did a fantastic job with Northern Ireland and forging a peace there. And I just wish, in a way, that we had another diplomat like that available that was willing to take the time to iron this out. But the situation has become increasingly more volatile because of the war in Iraq and also because of the recently elected Hamas government, which does, in fact, make claims for terror. So the United States has a much more difficult job ahead in terms of enacting diplomacy in that region so as to help create the Palestinian state. But it behooves us all to actually get busy and make those emails and write those emails and not give up in the face of so much violence, because there are many angels on the other side, including Diana and others, who stand for peace. Both Mother Teresa and Diana have repeatedly said that the wall, for instance, that's being built in Israel is a violation of human rights because it goes over the green zone. They were supposed to adhere to this thing called the green zone, which is the legal boundaries between Israel and what will be Palestine, and they don't. They simply go in with bulldozers and they knock down buildings that may belong to innocent Palestinians, give them no time at all to get out, and then these people are marginalized even further. And then, you know, there are other organizations such as Gush Shalom who will come in and they will plant trees for peace, and they will do other things to assist the Palestinians, but you never see this on the news. So I'm bringing this out a little bit tonight because there are actually activists in Israel and Palestine that are doing things for peace. And the main gist of Diana's message is that if we want to prevent a terrorist attack on the United States, one way we can do that is to become more pro-peace relating to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, that this conflict cannot be allowed to continue without more war breaking out in the region. I think that's fairly easy to see just when you turn on your news. The whole region is a hotbed for different types of possible situations that would become quickly untenable. And what's odd about it is that our government and the governments of others around the world seem to only want to partake of this incredible nuclear arms race. So I have another special message this evening that I'd like to read and share, and perhaps get some feedback from Don Newsom if he has any thoughts to share. Don, are you there with us? I'm not hearing Don.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He is often.
I'm there.
Okay. Did you have any comments about that and what I was saying about that before? Or if you do, just feel free to say that. I don't mean for this to be a monologue completely, but kind of has to be since we didn't get our guest.
Yeah. Tough one. What do I have to say?
Well, I mean, I just wondered if you had any questions. If not, I'd like to move on then to another message.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely move on to another message.
Okay. And then just
yeah.
Thinking about the content of the message, and if, you know, if there's anything that you'd like to raise as an issue or a question, feel free. We also want to remind our listeners that the phone lines are open at 1-888-268-4313. And to check out Princess Diana's message online at dianaspeakstotheworld.com. I'd like to share with you another recent message from Diana, called Princess Diana Speaks on Iran, and this was channeled March 11th recently. There's another building threat, and I'm going to read this to you, and you know, you can make of it what you will. Marsha, Diana, I'm here for you to listen if there's anything you wish to say. Diana, great then, Marsha. We'll get started right away, and there is much that needs our mutual attentions in world affairs then. We so regret the taking of life that is an everyday occurrence now in Iraq, and we do see that the people there have taken on more fear with regard to the Shiite mosque bombing and then subsequent bombings of the Sunni mosque. Dodi once again asks his people, Muslims, not to commit these acts of terror in the name of the great, the all-merciful Allah. Dodi, may the great, the almighty Allah be with all of you, my brothers and sisters, It is now time that you learn to live in love and peace with one another and stood your ground. So many are leaving neighborhoods and areas for fear of their lives. If you understood our great prophet Muhammad correctly, you would know he never intended violence among you. May Allah, the Most Merciful, the Almighty, give you his mercy and peace at this moment. Do not buy into the cheap lies and the rhetoric of the Islamists, those who espouse hate in the name of the Blessed, the All-Merciful Allah. Marsha Doty, thank you for speaking up for peace amongst Muslims. I think many moderate Muslims may already feel that way, but now things have grown worse in Iraq. I do feel the terror hold is strengthening, and it's a shame for the country of Iraq. Diana, is there anything you wish to speak on with regard then to Iran? Diana, reading my mind again as you do so well. Yes, that country is to be watched, for the president and now his advisors just this week did in fact make direct threats to the United States, saying something like, bring it on. Well, I have to inform you that they are already working on nuclear enrichment, and that this is widely known in intelligence communities, that this is very dangerous. And in this, your president is right. We ask that Dr. Condoleezza Rice stay on it with regard to the UN sanctions, security sanctions, and that she and other diplomats continue to work with other nations to forge a peace. We and the Ascended Masters are working on a plan to defuse the boiling pot that the Middle East has become. We bless the light workers you are featuring on your show, for we feel that they, like yourself, are working for the entire re-education of mankind, which is really what this work is. Mankind has allowed ignorance, greed, and war to continue to dominate this planet. We cannot have ascension with war, and the children and their children's children so deserve an earth free of all nuclear contamination. I work with other masters to protect earth, and we watch over with great love, but ask that religions in particular quit asking others to follow their doctrines and instead preach unity and oneness. We ask God's special blessing on all listening to my message of peace, and ask that you look more further into this message with my channel and consider buying her book to assist this great message of light. My love in a troubled time, Diana, Princess of Peace, Mother Nation. So that was another recent message from Diana, and she, in this case, is warning on the goings-on with regard to Iran. And, of course, that has been all over the news, their interest in developing a nuclear weapon. And they have made some recent remarks that were quite threatening to the United States. And Diana is recommending, of course, that Dr. Rice get on the situation. And I do think that they are doing some work behind the scenes to negotiate a deal that will somehow allow Iran to create her nuclear situation with Russia, and I'm not sure of the progress of that that deal. I don't think it has been totally approved, but they did say they were willing to open dialogue with the United States, which I think is very helpful to know. I think I want to give you the broader perspective of this message, and I want to also highlight what Dodi Al-Fayed is saying here, too, to Muslims, and that is that not to buy into the rhetoric and the cheap lies of the Islamists or those who are espousing terror and hate, that this is pretty widespread in the region. And he's giving a very good message there that really would benefit, I think, those in that area if it only be heard. But I think it's important, even if it isn't being heard by those particular Muslims, but I think it does reflect the view of many moderate Muslims, many of whom are here in the United States who do not agree with the policy of terror upon innocent civilians in any way. Of course, our governments are also committing acts of terror on innocent civilians by creating war in the first place. So it's not just the war on terror, but it's how we're fighting the war on terror that really needs to change and have diplomacy added to that equation to make a better world for all of us. So really, in the message, Diana's addressing all these nations and asking them to come to peace. She also speaks directly on weapons of mass destruction and how very detrimental that is to our peace and well-being for the future. And she would like to see all countries dismantle their weapons of mass destruction. Now, we're looking out for our own best interest and making sure that Iran does not get a nuclear bomb, but yet Pakistan has one, and India has one, and Israel has one, and we have one, and the Russians probably have one. And so, you know, something worldwide needs to happen, because this nuclear material isn't harmless, and it could be inadvertently used at any given point in time. It's my understanding, as Ascended Masters, that they're working on the situation to prevent nuclear war. And Diana has told me many times that she's working on this issue. I couldn't think of a more important thing than to prevent nuclear war through diplomacy. Diplomacy is the only other counter-alternative we have at this point to nuclear war. So there is a lot of there's many faceted issues in the Iraq situation. There are many faceted issues in the situation with Israel and Palestine. But the one major teaching that I want to leave with you tonight about the issue is that the Israeli-Palestinian issue needs your urgent attention. And this is the solution to the war on terror. If you can take the time to write an email to an elected representative and ask them to get on the situation there and do something to help the Palestinian people who are starving, and to begin to open up a dialogue with the new state of Palestine. We need the state of Palestine in order to prevent a terrorist attack on America. And this is the great boldness of Diana's message. So a lot of Americans still don't realize all the interconnectedness of all the issues, and granted, it is very complex. But nonetheless, thank God for Diana that she's looking after our world with this great message, and that we have people in higher levels of government that we can appeal to, even though we may not particularly support 100% what's going on with the Iraq war. That doesn't prevent us from still taking our democratic privilege seriously. The other feeling I get from a lot of people with regard to the political climate here in the United States is that our rights and our voice almost have been hijacked by the current corruption and the current political scene. And I can readily agree with that feeling, and I've heard it from people who respond to my messages and emails. I'm opening up the phone lines if we have any questions about Diana's message or the delicate situation in the Middle East. And our phone line, again, is 1-888-268-4313. This is Marcia McMahon. You're listening to the Forum for World Peace with Princess Diana. I'd be happy to take any calls. Give me your opinion, your comments, your feedback, your questions. Don? Yeah, I think Don is on another project. I was hoping we could get some of his feedback, but...
Oh, no, I'm here.
Oh, you are? Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry. Do you have some feedback on any of my thoughts on the Middle East or thoughts on our government, for that matter?
Well, my personal thoughts are... I don't really have any.
Well, you cover an awful lot of different, diverse opinions on all of your radio.
I have no opinion.
Well, you're staying in the safe zone tonight, then, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Only because I don't go there.
Well, you know, you don't seem so shy on the TNT Mad Dog posting.
Well, see, I feel completely different about it. Politically, I think it just doesn't matter. it's irrelevant to me. Anything that involves, I mean, completely, it's irrelevant to me. I talk out against government institutions, the way the world works. I talk against certain people in the government, which would include Condoleezza Rice. I think she's Satan reborn, let's just say, if you were to ask my opinion in a very odd way.
I wasn't asking your opinion of her. I was asking your opinion in general of the situation.
Well, of the situation, I stay out of it. I got to tell you, it's a mess. I don't think we should be there. I don't think we should encourage involvement in it. I don't think we should polarize people to get on one side of the fence or the other when it comes to Palestine or anything else in the Middle East. I just don't think that I am, number one, I don't believe in it.
Hold on, folks. Look, guys, I know you're all having fun, but I got to break in. You got 30 seconds.
Okay, we have 30 seconds. So I'm going to conclude our show. Thank you, Don, for your comments.
Certainly. Thank you.
Are we closing the show?
Yep, close the show.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for World Peace with Princess Diana. This has been Marcia McMahon, your show host. We will be featuring a special psychic who channels Princess Diana. He's been on our show once before. His name is Andrew Russell Davis. He'll be on next week. Thank you for listening, and please check out the website at www.DianaSpeaksToTheWorld, and thank you very much. Thank you, Don, for joining us, too. Good night, all.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.